Welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Leon Black has been engaged in a battle royale, if you will, in the courtroom against his ex-business partner and against Miss Guzel Ganieva, who claims that Leon Black, who she was in a relationship with previously, while Black was married, by the way, well, she says that Black assaulted her, abused her, and even tried to traffic her to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, of course, Leon Black, he denies all of these allegations, and he fired back in a countersuit that this was all just a big conspiracy to bring him down, and that his ex-business partner was behind all of it. Well, the judge certainly doesn't agree with them, as Leon Black and his legal team just took a big smack in court. Today, we have an article from Reuters, headline, "Feeble but Not Frivolous, Quinn Emanuel Escapes Sanctions in the Leon Black Case." So Quinn Emanuel is the law firm representing Leon Black, and they had all these crazy allegations against the law firm Wigdor that is representing Guzel Ganieva. So it's been this gigantic back and forth. And finally, a federal judge has just said, look, enough's enough. This article was authored by Allison Frankel. Billionaire financier Leon Black and his lawyers were socked with a full side of unflattering adjectives on Thursday, including feeble, dubiously pled, legally tenuous, and threadbare, to describe the racketeering allegations they lobbed against law firm Wigdor, which represents an ex-model who has accused Black of rape. And the reason they try and fire these sorts of allegations at other law firms of racketeering is to try and scare them off the case. They don't want to have to deal with Wigdor, so Quinn Emanuel, of course, they're going to make these allegations. Well, according to the judge, these allegations were baseless. The good news for Black and his counsel from Quinn Emanuel, Urquhart and Sullivan, and Estrich Golden, frivolous is a step beyond feeble. So they just missed getting themselves sanctioned here. The narrow distance saved Black, Quinn Emanuel, and Estrich from being sanctioned under Rule 11 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure in a decision from the U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer of Manhattan. So they just missed out by the skin of their teeth getting sanctioned, meaning there would have been some big-time issues for the law firm here. You can't go around firing off frivolous lawsuits that have no basis in the law. That's going to come back and slap you directly in the grill. Engelmeyer teased out the threads of accusation and counter-accusation in Wigdor's sanctions motion, Black's opposition, and the spray of subsequent filings in an exceedingly vicious litigation. Ultimately, the judge said, Black's allegation that Wigdor conspired with ex-model Guzel Ganieva and others to smear the hedge fund's founder were thin gruel, and almost certainly would not have survived a dismissal motion if Black's lawyers hadn't voluntarily dropped the claim. So the lawyer's saying, look, your claim is bull. It's thin gruel. And it would never have even lasted if your lawyers didn't voluntarily drop this claim. It would have been dismissed. Indeed, in a related decision on Thursday, Engelmeyer dismissed Black's rejigged racketeering claims against Ganieva and a business rival of Black. The judge declined to exercise jurisdiction over Black's remaining state law claims, tossing the case out of federal court. But Engelmeyer concluded in his sanctions ruling that Black's allegations against Wigdor included just enough substance to preclude sanctions. So there was enough BS there in their pile of gruel that kept them out of hot water. And I'm sure that they knew what they were doing. I'm sure that the law firm had, you know, every idea and went into it knowingly, tiptoeing the line here. That's what they do all the time. They know that they're not going to get hit with real sanctions. These lawyers know what's up, and they know these judges, right? So they go in there, and they knew that they were not going to get sanctioned by the skin of their teeth. And now the judge has kicked it right out of federal court. Quinn Emanuel which withdrew as Black's counsel in the federal litigation after the initial complaint accusing Wigdor of racketeering, but remained a party to Wigdor's Rule 11 motion, claimed victory from Engelmeyer's ruling. "We are pleased that the court agreed with our position that the sanctions motion was meritless," wrote Quinn co-managing partner Michael Karlinski in an email. "We take our professional obligations very seriously, and the court's decision rejecting sanctions is validation." So these guys just get by with the skin of their teeth, and then they get out here and try and validate themselves by the judge's decision. It's like getting D's on your report card and going out there and cheering that you got D's because you passed by the skin of your teeth. Black's counsel, Susan Estridge, said in an email statement that Black will appeal the dismissal of his federal court suit and will bring additional legal proceedings, presumably in New York State Court, where Ganieva is litigating a suit against the billionaire. "Black remains confident that those responsible will be held accountable," Estridge said. "Yeah, we all hope so too. We all hope that Black is held responsible. Mr. Jeffrey Epstein's best buddy. What did he give Jeffrey Epstein $158 million for? Advice? I don't believe that. Not for a second. And nobody else should either, honestly. What sort of advice costs a cool $158 million, folks? You tell me." Ganieva counsel, Gene Christensen of Wigdor, said the firm was gratified by Engelmeyer's criticism of Black's pleadings in the dismissal decision. "When Leon Black filed this frivolous federal lawsuit against our client, Guzel Ganieva, and our law firm, we said it was blatant retaliation because we spoke out about his sexual violence," Christensen said. "We will be amending Ms. Ganieva's claims in the New York Supreme Court to add Mr. Black's horrific retaliation." And that's what it was. Retaliation. Guys like this know if they retaliate most of the time, it's going to scare people away. Not everybody's Wigdor. Not everybody is willing to stand up and face people like Leon Black. They understand that it's not very cost efficient and that it could have some serious issues for you later on down the line when you go against a guy like this. But Wigdor doesn't care. They feel like they're in the right and they're going to defend their client all the way. Legally, the most intriguing part of Engelmeyer's sanctions decision was his analysis of whether lawyers can be accused of racketeering based largely on their litigation tactics. In this case, that's a multi-layered question that requires some factual explanation. Ganieva filed her initial state court complaint in June 2021, alleging that during the course of a six-year relationship, Black sexually assaulted her and eventually forced her to sign a 2015 non-disclosure agreement. Black, who contends that he has given Ganieva millions of dollars in the course of their consensual affair, countered that Ganieva's lawsuit was a shakedown. Of course, that's what he said. That's what all of these rich dudes say, right? "Oh, it's a shakedown. It's all about my money." Well, here's an idea. You don't want to get shakedown? He elaborated on that theory in the federal court litigation he launched in October of 21, asserting that Wigdor and Ganieva had teamed up with an unnamed litigation funder and public relations experts to tar Black's name. Black's amended complaint identified the purported funder as financier Josh Harris, a one-time rival of Black's at Apollo Global Management. Harris has denied that he even knows Ganieva, let alone that he conspired with her. A one-time rival? No, they were co-founders. Him, Rowan, and Black founded Apollo together. Black's original complaint in federal court alleged that Ganieva's suit in New York State Court was a sham. The litigation, he alleged, was just part of a vast legal and media blitz to wound and humiliate Black, and Wigdor, according to Black, was at the heart of the campaign. No, nobody needed to do that for you, Mr. Black. Your relationship with Epstein and the rest of your dealings with him, that pretty much did it for you. Wigdor's Rule 11 motion argued that it was Black who was engaging in sham litigation. Ganieva's lawyers alleged that Black had accused Wigdor of racketeering in an attempt to punish the firm for bringing Ganieva's suit and, perhaps, to scare Wigdor off the case. It was particularly egregious, Wigdor argued, for Black to engage in its own sham litigation alleging a racketeering conspiracy that relied entirely, at least with respect to Wigdor, on Wigdor's actions as Ganieva's counsel. So you're going to go after lawyers for representing people. That's what you do if you have big money. You try and win any way you can. Engelmeyer found that Wigdor hadn't sufficiently shown Black's only motive to be harassing and bullying the law firm. He also found that there is precedent for racketeering conspiracies between lawyers and clients. Lawyers can't be liable under RICO simply for providing legal services, Engelmeyer said. But Black also accused Wigdor of illegal conduct, engineering defamatory press coverage of Black beyond prosecuting Ganieva's case in court. Give me a break. Nobody needs to go on any kind of mission to give you bad press, Leon Black. The allegations were sparse, Engelmeyer said, but a law firm is not precedentially foreclosed from participating in the operation and management of a RICO enterprise, such that the pleading stands no chance of success. Interestingly, the judge suggested that Wigdor's case for Rule 11 sanctions might have been stronger if the firm had been able to prove its allegation that Quinn Emanuel offered to drop Black's RICO claim against Wigdor if the firm would first provide information linking its client to Black's business rival. So they're saying there was some quid pro quo there, but the judge said that was never proven. So that's why the case ended up dying. But because Quinn Emanuel disputed Wigdor's account of the conversation between Karlinski and its defense counsel, Engelmeyer said he could not reliably resolve this swearing contest. I've said before that the Black litigation pits two of the most aggressive litigation shops in New York against each other. I have a feeling that Engelmeyer's rulings will only prompt both sides to sharpen their weapons. Yeah, this is going to go on for a while, this battle between Black and Mrs. Ganieva, it's definitely going to go on for quite some time. And these are just the opening salvos, folks. So we'll keep on top of it, and we'll see where it all leads. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed can be found in the description box.